Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana chiarena na wetia la la boschia la la boschia. Mana la boschia na 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 we na na wetia. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she for you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all opportunities for ground held by Satan's wicked demons in relation to our home and property. I bind the change and fetters of iron, all wicked spirits and their schemes and assignments against this home and property. I ask my Lord Jesus Christ to evict them from this home and property with all controlling powers of darkness and to send them where they may never control or harm any person again. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of this shed blood, I now renounce all past use of this property for false religious, occult practices, divination, magic, sorcery, witchcraft, spiritualistic killings, and such. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all cursed spells, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and occult evil. Heavenly Father, the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all expressions of anger, bitterness, rebellion, and lack of submission to God's will exercised by persons who live on this property or in this home at the present or who previously lived here in your home too. I ask the Lord, thank you, Jesus. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove our anger, bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, and spirit of separation seeking to rule our home. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all expression of pride and control exercised by persons who live on our property or in our home at the present or who previously lived here. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all prideful spirits and all controlling spirits. My God, Jesus, Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all acts of immorality, impurity, indecency, strife, jealousy, selfishness, drunkenness, drugs, abuse, envy, exercised by people or persons who lived on our property or in our home at the present or who previously lived there. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all immoral, impure, indecent, strifeful, jealous, selfishness, drunkenness, drug abuse, and envious spirit. Heavenly Father, in the name of the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all generational claims against his home and property, including grounds obtained through the worship of false gods, practice of sorcery, fortune telling, consulting with mediums, Freemasonry, or other secret organizations. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all demonic spirits associated with these wicked acts. Heavenly Father, I ask you to do these things according to John 14:14, and the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I dedicate this home and property to you. It shall be a house of prayer, a house of praise and worship to you, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus, for cleansing our home and our property. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Reading Genesis 9:16-28. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the son of Noah that went forth of the earth with Shem and Ham and Japheth. Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husband, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward. And they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, cursed Canyon, the servant of servants, shall he be unto his brothers. And he said, blessed be the Lord of Shem and Canaan, shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem and Canaan, shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died. Now that was the reading of Genesis chapter 9, 16, 28. Now when you read that, let it marinate. Thank you. Let it marinate. Thank you, Jesus. My God. We finish this prayer. I'm going to let that marinate too, because I don't know about y'all, but I think something happened. Well, we thank you for joining us this morning, spending time with God. Sometimes it seems like it's a sacrifice, but it's real early. But obedience is better than sacrifice. And you have to be obedient. God put them on your heart, tell you to do it, even though you may not understand why. Just do it. And he will reveal it to you. And you will be in position for the revelation and for the switch. And for the shift in the spirit realm. No goodbye. See you later. Let's continue to praise and worship the Lord. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh, God, for your mighty Jesus. My name is